This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three in studio. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and we've been talking earlier. Talked about the Jones Act, and well, luckily for the people of Puerto Rico, that has been temporarily waived. Unfortunately, it has not been permanently repealed. Also talked about the situation out in Utah, where the Utah Police Union, or specifically the Police Union for Salt Lake City, the head of that union, upset that video of a couple of his officers that he represents assaulted a nurse. He's upset that that video even came public before all of the internal processes worked out. And again, Chris, as you pointed out when we were talking about this, there was no internal investigation until the video was made public.
Right. Nothing. Not a word. No administrative action. The officers just kept doing their jobs. And then video comes out, and then, hey, guess what? That's horrible. We need to place these guys on administrative leave.
Changing gears, Cato actually wound up doing a study. That's what we're getting into.
Oh.
Cato wound up, well, what's the term used for when you pay somebody to wind up doing a study for you? Commissioned. They commissioned a study.
Contracted.
With YouGov, to where they had about 2,300 Americans across the country answer some questions, and Cato released the following article a couple days ago. They said, we're releasing one question from the forthcoming National Cato 2017 Free Speech and Tolerance Survey. Again, 2,300 Americans were surveyed in this Cato Institute study in collaboration with YouGov. The national survey finds that a solid majority of Americans, 61%, oppose firing NFL players who refuse to stand for the national anthem before football games in order to make political statements. These remarks stand in contrast to President Donald Trump's remarks last weekend and his urging of NFL teams to fire players who refuse to stand for the anthem. A little more than a third of Americans, 38%, align with Trump in support of firing these athletes.
Hmm. Are you going to dig down into these numbers maybe a little bit?
I'm going to try. And there's just a little bit more here. And again, they didn't release a lot of information. They have it broken down by Republican, Democrat, Independent, and then white, African American, Latino. Those are the
breakdown that
they have. And let's actually continue with what they have written here. And then if something is not written, I can, you know, delve into, again, this was only one question out of a larger survey that hopefully they wind up releasing the full survey. They say here, conservative Republicans stand out in their support for firing NFL players who refuse to stand for the anthem. Nearly two-thirds of Republicans, 65%, say that NFL players should be fired for this very reason.
Okay, so earlier I described a meme I saw online.
And yes.
The description is, it is a picture of Glinda the Good Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And she's asking a question.
Are you a left snowflake?
Or are you a right snowflake? So the right has been pretty vocal in calling everybody on the left a snowflake. If, God forbid, you disagree with anything about what Trump is doing.
Yep.
You're a snowflake. That's the big thing. And in this whole issue, and this occurred to me as soon as I heard it and as soon as I saw it, was dominating 90% of my social media feeds, which it did there for a few days, and it's still there. These are right wing snowflakes. I hate to say.
Yeah. Well, if any of them got any Patriots tickets they want to get rid of, give me a call. Well,
that's it. You're okay with that? I'll take them. But really, I mean, who's the victim? I mean, this is about nationalism, and that's what bothers me.
Correct. And one thing that there's a good bit written in here, and I don't see it just over a cursory glance. One thing that is not mentioned here is that prior to, what was it, like 2008, 2009, the NFL players weren't even on the field
for the
singing of the anthem.
Right. They stayed in the locker room until the anthem had played. If the anthem was played, because it's not played at every game. It wasn't back then. And then they would run out onto the field. It was sort of...
And then have the coin toss and then start the game.
Right. But coincidentally, I'm not sure what year it began, but the Department of Defense...
About 2008, 2009. Somewhere in that range.
Started paying the NFL and not paying...
Millions of
dollars. And that money wasn't going to... the NFL players directly. It was absolutely going to the NFL owners, who I would think it's safe to say the majority of them are billionaires.
Yes.
To promote patriotic activities during NFL games. And it wasn't just the NFL. It was the NHL. It was the NBA. It was
NASCAR.
NASCAR, baseball.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., and I don't know who his primary sponsor is now, but I do know a couple of years ago, he was the highest paid contractor for the National Guard.
Interesting.
Because the National Guard was the prime sponsor of his race car.
Right.
And he wound up getting tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, so to me, as a small government kind of guy, I get really frustrated when our tax dollars are basically put out there to pay billionaires to help recruit soldiers for wars that I don't always agree with.
Right.
And that's what this is all about.
Like, I was thinking about this the other day, because lately I've been like, there's so much information out there, right? That even the people saying that, like, obviously we've done some atrocious things, like when you look at the nukes that we dropped on Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that kind of stuff, as far as foreign policy. But I do know people and family members and stuff that are in the military, and some of, like, legitimately good things that the military's done. I mean, it doesn't excuse the bad things.
Okay.
But, like, okay, let's say...
For example.
Okay, for example, right? I grew up with a computer, right? So I've been seeing footage of stuff that goes on overseas.
Right. Nice and, like, recovery there, by the way, Heather.
Videos that weren't censored, that I was exposed to because of access to the internet, you know, at such a young age, and, like, some of the things that go on in these countries and stuff that are just barbaric.
Right.
I mean, absolutely barbaric.
So what did our military do that was good?
Well, like, if you know there's people over there that are, like, chopping the heads off of people,
exactly.
For example,
yep.
Like,
stoning
and a group
women.
Of people from America dress up in uniforms so they know which ones each other are and go over there to try to put an end to the madness. Is that not, like, a good thing?
I think if the U.S. people expressed their outrage at these situations, so let's say, yes, stonings of women who are suspected of adultery or beheading.
Or suspected of driving.
Or suspected of driving. That's a good example.
But that's what they keep selling.
No. Let me continue my thought. And the American people were so outraged at that they demanded of their congressmen that we declare war on this country, that it is so egregious. And Congress declares war on, you know, pick your Middle Eastern country.
Saudi Arabia.
Well, we know that's not going to happen.
Right, but that's where they wind up stoning women for driving cars.
I understand, but now women are allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia with a few caveats. That's another story. But the thing is who... Do you trust our government to be judge, jury, and executioner?
No.
I would trudge it. I would trust it more if all of our federal representatives and congressmen lived in our states, not in D.C., as, like, a little cult.
Well, this is where our system has gone.
Like, they can all teleconference each other when they need to meet. They need to be here in the states of the people they represent, so they're accountable to the people they represent, not living in on taxation without representation, D.C.
Right. Even if the congressman from this part of New Hampshire lived in this part of New Hampshire, which she actually has her residence here, she's just going to stay in her house.
Right.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back into this article, plus your calls and thoughts. But first, I've got a question for you. How would you like to save 5% on everything you were going to buy from Amazon?
Nah, I like paying more, Daryl. You know that. Of course I would. Why wouldn't I?
What if I told you you could save up to 33% on things you were going to buy from Amazon?
I'd say, what you talking about?
You can do that when you save at Purse by going to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And what you do, create an account there at saveatpurse.com. You then put things into an Amazon wish list if you want to save more than 5%, and then you select the discount that you want. If you only want to save 5%, and listen to me, only 5%, you can just search on the saveatpurse.com website for things. And there have been a couple of items that I've purchased to where, for some reason, when I put it in the wish list, it doesn't show up.
Right.
So I can't get those more than 5% savings. But again, you can save 5%, and who wouldn't want to save money? Saveatpurse.com. You then fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. Someone picks up the item, and by picks up the item, I mean they make the purchase from Amazon. You wind up getting the items. They wind up getting your cryptocurrency, and you save money. Saveatpurse.com. So the article that we're talking about, and we will get to the phones, Cato had worked with YouGov on a survey where, again, they surveyed 2,300 Americans in the Cato 2017 Free Speech and Tolerance Survey. They found that 61% of all the respondents in the United States opposed firing NFL players who refused to stand for the national anthem. We're going to continue with this as far as the breakdown along ideological lines, plus there's a little bit more that they have written. But first, to the phones, we've got Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire on Skype. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you, Daryl. Hi, Chris. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi there.
The federal government was supposed to be so small, you know, that it was really going to be a part-time, job in Congress.
Right.
Yeah. Weren't they originally supposed to convene in, like, December of the year after they were elected?
Something like that. Yeah.
I know there was supposedly so limited the powers that are still limited according to the most of what the Constitution says, and yet we have this multi-trillion-dollar operation going on,
right?
And all of this activity was supposed to be in the states,
right?
The idea that we have this huge, huge federal government is exactly the idea that the globalists, the people that like to run stuff, that don't like to be named, that don't like to be talked about, those people actually use the federal government. You know, through the whole lobbying thing, through all the laws, it's a completely abrogation of the Bill of Rights. I mean, it's just a nightmare what they've done, and it's all based on the really lousy indoctrination centers that every government school, espouses.
Well, a couple thoughts on that, and I was thinking about this earlier. So a couple things that come to mind. If you were to ask the average American what is an enumerated power, I don't think the majority would know what you were talking about.
Article 1, Section 8.
Right. So the idea that the roles that the federal government is supposed to play in our lives are enumerated. They are specifically... Those powers are were volunteered, granted by the states, given to this new federal government that they created through the Constitution, a very limited set of things that they could do. And everything else, every other power was delegated back to the people or to the states respectively.
Right, and the problem is this, you know...
Well, there's more than one problem. Go ahead.
Right, certainly, but you know, a lot of it goes back to this group of nine men and women in black muumuus.
Thank you.
To where they wind up interpreting. Well, see, if you, Chris, wind up growing your own wheat on your property and you don't go down to the grocery store to buy loaves of bread that came from Vermont, you're interfering in interstate commerce. So therefore, these 435 men and women down the street from us, they can legislate and regulate how much wheat you can grow on your own property because, see, that's really interstate commerce.
Okay, so what Daryl is referring to is a Supreme Court case called Wickard versus Filburn. And this case basically made the case that even if you're growing something on your own land that never leaves even your own
property,
lines, it never passes that, it still has an impact on interstate commerce.
So therefore, we can regulate everything.
Right. Now, I'm going to take it back further than that because you went back to the 1940s. I'm going to go back to the early 1800s, and I'm going to say Marbury versus Madison.
Right.
So we have this thing now called judicial review. The idea that as laws are challenged because of some particular circumstance or a debate between the states, that the Supreme Court has the power to determine, let me rephrase this, the Supreme Court, a branch of the federal government, gets to determine whether something the federal government does is actually legal for the federal government to do.
Right, and they granted themselves that power. And
right.
It leads back to that group of nine men and women. So the example I gave was just one of the many horrible things that they've done.
I think about root cause. And if they wanted the Supreme Court, if our founders and the framers of the Constitution wanted the Supreme Court to make all decisions about whether laws are good or bad or whether the federal government can or can't do something, then I think it would have occurred to them to put it into the Constitution. But they didn't. And I think they didn't for a real good reason. They did not want to see one branch of government so strong that it could basically shape the rest of our history.
But do you think, like, the founding fathers, though, I mean, when they wrote the Constitution, it's like we didn't have half the technology and half the things that exist today.
This is not a technological question. This is a framing question about how you lay out rules for something. They were very specific in what they wrote about the courts. They were very specific about what they wrote about the executive and the legislative branches. The federal government took that power upon themselves in Marbury versus Madison. We're still paying for it.
And Bad Slave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to help the show without actually giving us money directly? Well, you can do that by shopping online. You're probably going to shop online anyway, right? Because most people wind up doing that occasionally. Well, instead of just going directly to Amazon or Newegg or Walmart, first go to shop.freetalklive.com and then just bookmark the site to the shopping place that you want to go to. And then just click that and winds up taking you through our affiliate links to where we wind up getting a tiny portion of what you're spending online. You don't wind up paying anything else. You just wind up helping us out when you shop online. Shop.freetalklive.com. Getting back into the report from Cato on the survey that they did, and again, they've only released results of one of the questions of their free speech and tolerance survey of 2017, where 2,300 Americans were surveyed by YouGov. And again, the survey found that 61% of Americans oppose firing NFL players who refuse to stand for the national anthem before football games. And breaking it down along political lines, nearly two-thirds of Republicans, 65%, say that NFL players should be fired for this act of protest on the job. And Chris, you had mentioned a meme earlier, and I thought you were going to mention a completely different meme. You mentioned the meme of Glinda the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz asking, are you a left snowflake or a right snowflake? I saw another one where it was a picture of Kim Davis, the county clerk from Kentucky, where it said, protest on the job, conservative hero. And then it showed some NFL players that were taking a knee during the national anthem, and it said, protest on the job, they should be fired. And, again, you know, seems to fit here, where, again, 65% of Republicans say that NFL players should be fired if they don't stand and properly, you know, show respect for the flag. Although I do find it interesting that some of the players are deciding to take a knee. They're kneeling, which I personally believe is more of an act of submission than standing with your hand over your heart, because what do you do when you wind up surrendering to a king or a queen? You take a knee and you kneel.
Yeah, I don't...
It's an act of submission.
I know that these players are doing it as a, you know, and we should probably remind some people that may be listening that this was originally started because... One player, Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick,
whatever. I'm sorry, I just couldn't remember his name.
That eye roll, though.
But he was protesting police brutality directed towards minorities.
Correct.
And that, you know, he thought it was important enough that he was going to do something different. He did it. And
right.
Now you have a number of players that are doing it for the same reason.
You have teams.
I would say you also have probably a fair number of players that are doing it because the majority of the team is doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sort of. I'm not going to buck it. Right.
Well, not necessarily herd mentality, but people that wind up, well, it's now safe for me to do this.
Right.
Too.
Right. Maybe
people that were scared to, you know, go out on a limb themselves, but, well, my best friend is also doing it, so therefore it's okay for me.
Yeah.
Getting back into the survey, only 19% of respondents identified as Democrats and 35% that are self-described independents agree that NFL players should be fired. Again, specifically for not showing proper reverence to a piece of cloth with 50 white stars on a blue background and 13 red and white stripes. The report from Cato continues, punishing NFL players for their political speech distinguishes political conservatives from political libertarians. Using a political typology method to identify these ideological groups, the survey finds that conservatives are the only political group to support firing NFL players, 62%. Conversely, 60% of libertarians, 85% of liberals, and 62% of communitarians, which would be social conservatives who support larger government, all oppose punishing the players. People who are older, with less education, and living in smaller towns and rural communities are the most likely to support punishing players who kneel during the national anthem in political protest. A majority of Americans over 65 think that such players should be fired, while 71% of those under 30 think that they should not be. 44% of those with college degrees are more likely than college graduates, 32%, and those with postgraduate degrees, 26%, to similarly support punishing NFL players who engage in this political protest.
Yeah. To me, the question has always been, okay, do NFL players give up their rights when they walk onto the field? And the answer to that is, sometimes, you know, let's say the NFL has a...
Right, they lose their right to conceal carry.
I was just going to bring that up, but the point is that it's okay. It's okay for you to voluntarily give up certain rights if you choose to do it as part of a contract.
Right.
So, for example, if you join the military, you're going to give up a whole bunch of your rights under the Constitution,
right,
because your
political speech that you say that you will not participate in. And here's the thing about the NFL contracts. I've never read one, so I don't know what they're actually signing.
Well, I have read the rule book, and I do know there's no mention of the national anthem in there. But the point is if an NFL team, an NFL owner wishes to make all contracts with his players say, you must stand during the national anthem, I don't think he's not going to be able to put a team together. You know, and if that's going to be the condition of employment, fine. But for all these people that are just making noise because our president is making noise, it just kind of drives me nuts. And I like to see people stand up for something they believe in, and especially if it's not a popular thing. It heartens me.
And continuing on here, they say not wanting to fire NFL players because of their political speech does not mean that most Americans agree with the content of the speech. Surveys have long shown, as well as this one, that most oppose burning, desecrating, or disrespecting the American flag. Thus, Americans appear to make a distinction between allowing a person to express even controversial political opinions and outright endorsing the content of their speech.
Exactly.
And this is a minutia that a lot of people don't seem to understand. And I don't know if it's, you know, just the polarization that seems to be happening in America to where people can't, you know, empathize with another human being. It seems, and there's a lot of libertarians, and I've even seen libertarians say empathy is a bad thing. Empathy is not a bad thing. Being able to understand where somebody else is coming from is probably one of the best things that anybody can learn to do.
And I think it's part of the human condition that sometimes gets suppressed by our surroundings and our society. And the typical case that gets brought up is like, well, you know, even the Westboro Baptist Church and even the KKK have the right to go out and say hateful things. And I think a lot more people, I swear to God, grasp that concept that even hate speech, as horrible as those two groups have been, even what they say, they have to be protected under the First Amendment. They can say it. We can do all kinds of things to mess with them. You know, make it so nobody goes to see him or surround him and do stuff like that. So they do that. But now we're talking about the flag and the NFL. I mean, has the world gone completely mad? That's what I've been feeling the last couple of days.
And, you know, I've even heard some people say, you can't say, you know, fill in the blank about what he's saying because free speech. Well, no, free speech just means that he has the legal right to say it. It doesn't mean that somebody is, you know, free from being called out for saying stupid stuff.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to express my opinion about what stupid things other people say. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. And we will go to the phones here in just a second, but want to remind you about a movie that's been out for just a little over 5 years. It was actually just a couple of weeks ago that Ian, myself, and several others, host and former host of the show, went out to the 5-year anniversary screening of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
I thought you were going to say Lego Movie.
No.
But you finally
Why would
it,
I
Carol?
Be promoting
so
the
happy.
Lego Movie?
Because
no.
It's the most libertarian movie ever and you haven't seen it.
The Lego Movie was not produced by Free Talk Live host, former host. What? Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, about a former host of the show, Derek J, who in his first year in New Hampshire wound up getting arrested several times, all for victimless crimes. I think all but one of those arrests happened in front of cameras. So, you know, those are all captured on camera. Documentary made about it. You can watch that documentary online, victimlesscrimespree.com. Or maybe you want a limited edition DVD with like 7 hours of bonus material plus commentary tracks. You can also order that online, victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. What's on your mind?
Yes. You know, I think that I know the reason why New Mexico has such high traffic fatalities and accidents.
All right.
Yeah, it's like my opinion and my analyst for being here. And I think it's coming from the driving culture that comes from like 100 years of tradition. So what I mean is that they still drive like the state was like 100 years ago, with 30 times less the population.
Okay.
So it worked back then when there was nobody out here.
Right.
You know, very sparsely populated. So you could drink and drive. You could run the stop sign and run the red light. And there was no real consequence.
Probably no real traffic.
But that's what I'm talking about. There's nobody to hit.
Right.
You know, there's nobody to do. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I grew up in an area like that. We had three streets. You know, and 100 people in town, so you're...
And how many of those 100 people wound up getting killed in traffic accidents every year?
Generally, I would say there was probably a death maybe once a year, usually alcohol-related, but it was rarely a pedestrian accident.
Well, but the thing is...
But no, go ahead, Heather. Jeez.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like for example, your town, if you drink and drive, the one person that dies is because you hit a tree. You killed yourself. That was the only consequence. Most of the people that drink and drive, they hit a pole. So there is this very lax attitude towards you could run a red light, you could run a stop sign, you could drink and drive. There's no consequence other than you kill yourself, basically. So that's the same mentality of what worked 100 years ago. They still hold on to that mentality because it's a tradition. So, in other words, if this your grandparents and your great grandparents and your great great grandparents did it, well, it worked because it must have made sense.
All right, so, Sarah, I've got a question for you because generally we like trying to find solutions to problems here, and you are good about identifying problems. What's your proposed solution here?
Well, the solution is I don't think there is much solution here because I'm bringing up this problem.
So just banning
cards.
Let me throw out a couple of solutions here because I know you're a big supporter of the red light cameras, but that obviously doesn't seem to have prevented all of everything. But what about just banning cars? Nobody in New Mexico is allowed to have an automobile, and anybody that wants to enter New Mexico from another state has to park on the border and then walk into New Mexico.
Well, that's ludicrous, you know, because this is a very car-oriented state.
But if there's no cars, then there's no vehicles that run people over. So wouldn't that be a solution?
So that might work, like in the East Coast, like Massachusetts, where there's trains, Manhattan.
Or where you have a robust public transportation system.
Well, that's correct. I mean, for example, Manhattan and all of the cities was developed before the invention of cars. So there was already train lines and track lines. You can't run through not even a freeway through Manhattan because there's no room for it. But
good point.
New Mexico was planned out. Everything has been oriented towards cars. It has been developed. All the roads, it's all about moving the cars really fast.
But all right, so what if we just move all of the roads underground and then have the ground level just be open sidewalk and all of the roads are underground?
Well, state of New Mexico, we're so broke. We are number one with starving children. I don't know how we're going to afford that. We can't even hardly feed our kids.
Putting the sidewalks on the rooftops?
Hold on.
You know, I don't know. I talk about it. I don't know if there is a solution. The only thing I could do is, that's why I call the show, to bring to people's attention that we need to change our attitude. We got like 50 times more population in 1890. We got people, we got cars, we got traffic. People are running into each other. Can we wake up? You know, another thing is that this is a very traditionalist state.
Well, you know, I tell you. What I'm really happy to hear is, Sarah, you said, I don't know how we'd ever pay for it. We can't even feed our own children. You recognize that the government does not and cannot do unlimited things forever, regardless of how important the problem may be to a particular person or to a particular group. And for that, I'd like to say, I feel like we're making some progress with you.
Well, this show is helpful as long as I bring it up. You know what the thing is? Like you said, the government, like you said, there's no perfect answer. They see the lunch here on the during the summertime. Otherwise, the kids are starving. Half the kids, they don't. The only meal that they get is at the school because their parents are drinking and drugging up all their money, and then they're starving. If they so they have to give them a little box of lunch, or the half the kids are going to starve. So I mean. Of course, there's no perfect answer that government's going to rescue everything from everybody. We have 2 million homeless people right now in our country.
And I know. What I always suggest and what I would ask you is, particularly on the issue of food and taking care of children, that is, I can't think of anything more important to do to make sure that children don't go the day hungry. That's horrible to even think about. But I challenge you to do this. Maybe come up with a couple ideas of how you could do that without a government program. What could people in your neighborhood do to make sure kids in your neighborhood don't go hungry? You know, and it's not simple to do even at a neighborhood level, but I think if we're ever going to get anywhere as a country, that we've got to start recognizing that when we hand things over to the government to do, they screw them up and it takes too much money. It takes too much time to do.
And I could almost guarantee, because I've seen it happen in other locations around the country, if somebody in Albuquerque did decide to just go around and pass out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, they would wind up getting arrested for violating some food safety law.
Right. And I'm saying part of the solution might involve how you keep out of the eyes of the government and how you do this in such a way that you're able to actually take care of people without getting your whole thing shut down for silly reasons.
Remember there was the story of the 93-year-old retired minister in Fort Lauderdale that was
Florida.
Beating the homeless, got arrested 3 nights in a row, all for the same thing of distributing food without a permit.
Yep. It was a case of a food truck being down in Florida to deliver food to people that needed it because of the hurricanes. Got shut down because they didn't have a permit. And they would shut down somebody, Sarah, who was coming into Albuquerque to make sure that kids had enough to eat. That you'll have government programs that are out there and laws that will say, no, you cannot feed these children because that's wrong. I disagree.
Sarah, thank you for the call. If we didn't get to you tonight, call in earlier tomorrow because we're live all 7 nights of the week. And we are always online at freetalklive.com. Again, if we didn't get to you tonight, call in earlier tomorrow. And it's been Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
Have a good night.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.